Surprise.
What's up?
Thought I'd surprise you for once.
Ooh, I'm surprised. It didn't come up as my wife calling this time. It actually came up as Lil Xtreme.
What do you mean, your wife?
Usually when you call me, like, you know, when we were trying to call one time and you had to call me instead of me calling you.
Oh, when I called you back.
It came, because you have the same name as what my wife. So it came up with her picture and like her contact file. But then it said, you know, Anchor Audio.
Oh, probably because I changed my name. I changed the name thing to Lil Xtreme instead.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Lil Xtreme? Dr. Notorious is here, hanging out, eating some chicken.
Nothing. I just figured I'd chat. I was bored.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. Nothing.
Nothing? Well, you said you were bored.
I know. That's what you're supposed to be doing, entertaining me.
Oh, okay.
You're the doctor, right?
I am, so I have to entertain you. Okay. Let me find some questions here. I'm still curious. So,
oh, here we go.
Like, okay, Jackie Mason.
I knew that was coming.
Who else? Who else is he like now? Was he like a gopher?
Was he a gopher?
I don't know. You said he like would do interviews for
Jackie. I don't know. Some people that he knows, I don't even want to mention anymore because now they're being in news for sexually molesting people.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had pictures and stuff and I took them down. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm like, why?
I was over at my in-law's house.
Oh, no, wait. I just found out Morgan Freeman was accused today.
What?
8 women.
What? Of sexual harassment?
Yes, 8 women.
Oh,
I cried.
Man.
I almost cried when I saw that come up.
That's fucked up.
I was like, no, not him.
Seriously, I thought he was like a stand-up dude.
I know he plays God, for Christ's sakes.
Well, so did George Burns.
No, but I mean everywhere.
What a fucknut he was.
His voice and everything is used for God-like things. And
no, I know. But before him, it was George Burns.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he was a total cigar chomping.
You think he was a little...
He's creepy.
Playful.
Yeah. He was extremely, like, you know.
He just didn't have the displeasure of being in the Me Too movement.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's like, women didn't have the rights they have now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about all this harassment stuff. It's kind of upsetting me now.
It's upsetting me too.
It's ruining entertainment.
Right. It's like all these people is everyone really that devoid of morals?
Apparently.
You know, it's just sad if they are.
Well, I've had my own problems with morals.
Well, me too, or lack thereof. I don't really believe in a prescribed morality.
Thank you. That's what I was saying. I think we're all human beings and we're just gonna act like we act and we can't deny it and that's it.
All right. Can you deny your nature?
Yeah, that's who we are. That's who we were built to be.
Children, then yes, you need to deny your nature.
What?
Well, like, you know, yes, there's something to be said for, you know, can you deny your nature? Like, you know, like, is monogamy part of human nature? What the hell was that?
Sorry.
Oh, that's you. Okay, that sounded like something going off in my house, or, I mean, my mothership. You know, if I hear an alarm like that, I get worried. It means like a reactor is about to explode.
Sorry, it's an alarm. I mean, it's a safe.
What, are you getting your gun out?
Yeah. I'm getting my morals out.
You're getting your morals? I keep mine buried under a ley line.
Oh, yeah? That's good. Yeah. Is that where I should keep mine?
Yeah, like, do you know what ley lines are?
No.
Ley lines are like these mystical energy pathways, and they connect all these different things across the whole world.
Oh.
Just Google it. I mean, now.
Okay, Google like is your friend.
All the super powerful like monoliths and powerful monuments are connected by these ley lines, and people have studied them. It's like some Aleister Crowley kind of shit, you know?
Oh, yeah, I heard of him.
Yeah, the famous
alchemist guy.
Yeah, well, occultist. I don't know if I'd classify him as an alchemist.
Well, that's what everybody else says. I don't know.
Alchemy would do. I mean, he studied the Rosencrantz alchemy. Well, I mean, a lot of people have. Like, even the Masons are practitioners of Rosencrantz alchemy.
Okay. Well, I know he have like a huge following.
Oh yeah, he still does.
Yeah, like I know. Who?
Like Led Zeppelin. Really? We're like big fans of his. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love him.
You're the second person today to tell me they love Led Zeppelin.
I love him. I love my favorite song forever has been that song, All My Love.
All of my love.
I've loved that song forever. But I like all his songs. I mean, everybody's stealing them now.
Well, they fucking deserve it because they stole all their shit from the old black jazz and blues music.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Aw.
They've been sued so many times.
You're just ruining my illusions of everything today.
Well, I mean, that's
You're not helping at all.
No, but you see, that thing about it. Is it stealing or is it just because they grew up on those old records? Because the World War II vets would left all their records in England. All the Americans.
Well, I guess everybody just steals everything now.
They do. That's
I mean, for always, apparently.
I steal all my shit from people. I'm a complete phony. You know, I'm an amalgamation of Hunter S. Thompson and Rick Sanchez.
Yeah, he used me as
And Doctor Who. And Obi-Wan Kenobi. And, I don't know, whatever else I feel like. Harry Potter.
Well, did it help, at least?
What do you mean?
My clickbait.
Not really. No. No.
Okay.
Well, like, seriously, it was like six. I think people are kind of like, more interviews. That's all that's on Anchor now. That's why it's like, I want to start doing, like, skits and stuff.
We did a skit once, I think.
I know. It just, Turetsky is terrible at improv.
Yeah, he was,
He brings down the energy, man. You got to have energy for him.
Well, that's why I kicked him out of the party.
Right. People have to be synced up. People have to be synced up. So let's, you want to meet in a bar?
We're role playing?
Yeah, let's role play a little. Let's meet in a bar.
Okay, and this might be good for me. Okay.
And then I'll see how fast I can turn you off.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Okay, so we need a code word for when you're completely turned off, like when we've gone either completely out of bounds or it's a total, like a
deal breaker
or something. Eggplant? Okay, eggplant. Do you
Apparently
know what eggplant
that's
is
the
in
thing.
Italian? Well, like a slang term for eggplant in Italian?
No, is it what they use the emoji for?
No. Well, who knows? But you see, in The Sopranos, you know how they always say moyan instead of like black when they refer to people of African-American descent or African descent?
No.
Okay. Anyways, never mind. Well, that's like an Italian term for, it's like almost like a derogatory term, eggplant for, never mind. Eggplant's fine.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, I'm gonna, so what do you drink? So first, let me be the bartender. So, hey, how are you this evening?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. What can I get you to drink?
What do you suggest?
I suggest the triple berry cocktail.
Is that real?
I'll make it real for you, baby.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So it's like triple sec, like berries, and then just like a lot of tequila.
Wow.
And the tequila is like
you might not be able to turn me off with that.
The tequila is just straight. I'm a bartender, baby. You can't take me home.
Yeah, but if I'm not drunk.
The tequila is just straight up. Everything else is just on the side.
Yeah.
So,
see, baby. I'll be too drunk to know that you're turning me off.
Bachelor number one, sidles up, sidles up.
Hey. See, you've already won.
the bartender already won.
That's it. Game over.
Game over. Hey, I just got back from my parents' basement. Ooh, I love it.
Plus, tequila's my drink. I love, well, not my drink. It's just a drink that I like to drink.
Bartender wins. The bartender always wins.
Actually, I don't even really like it. It's just, it works really well.
It works really well.
Really fast, really well.
The agave plant produces the tequila.
Plus, it's fun when you're at a bar. You know, you get to do the whole salt lemon thing. And
that's true. Or like if it's
like, it's like a group like activity.
Those, like Fort Lauderdale spring break places, like you get to do it off of someone's stomach.
Hey, that's where I'm going like for it.
Boobs. That's where Mr. Turetsky lives.
Oh, no.
He lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Why do you say Pennsylvania? What an idiot.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Ugh.
I think. I don't know. I still think.
Are you still in Ohio? Or?
I'm still, yeah. When I dock the mothership, okay. I dock the mothership in Ohio.
You're not from Ohio. You are in Ohio, right?
I was born in Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on a thoroughbred farm.
I think that's where that guy was born, that lawyer called an immigrant.
Yeah. But I was born in Kentucky. During a full moon and a thunderstorm on Friday the 13th.
Really? Wow.
The seventh son of the seventh son.
Talk
of
about
the seventh.
All the alignments.
No.
All the...
I was the first son of the first son of the second son.
You should have been like, you should have been like Kal-El or something.
Kal-El, no.
Kal-El.
No, I have a regal name. I do have a regal name. My real name is Kenrick. Which means bold ruler or high king, depending on which language you translate it
from.
Well,
you knew what I meant, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since I know your first name, you get to know mine. And your listeners, if you do put this up.
Yes.
But that's cool.
I am, because I want to.
It's not like it's a secret identity. I mean, to like all my tweets is always myself. It's pretty easy to figure out who I was the whole time.
Yeah.
The person that retweets every single one of my tweets.
Well, at least you're honest. I guess.
That one listen every single day.
So what do you think? Do you think... I try not to do that. What?
I try not to do that, but go ahead.
Funny. Okay. Do you think people should deny things that if it's not hurting people, if it's, you know, like thinking, it's just thinking, right? If you think about something, you can't really be wrong unless you're actually thinking of doing something, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, like pushing someone down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Like, you might think about it because they're annoying and a piece of crap and you wish they were dead and you could hasten that, but at the same time you don't do it because you're a reasonable person.
Because you don't want to go to jail.
You're a sociopath. You need to be locked up in an institution immediately.
Maybe because you like your freedom?
No. Well, exactly. But where did these rules come from, you know?
Oh, the rules?
What if it was okay? What if
it was
normal?
Okay at once, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. What if it was okay, like if someone cut you off in line at Starbucks and you were able to call them out and duel them in single combat and just murder them in front of everyone and then someone comes and cleans it up and you sign a piece of paper and their widow gets, you know,
$100.
A letter and whatever. And, you know,
$5.
Sorry your spouse was a dick and got killed by someone with a faster draw.
I don't know. We've had weird rules over the years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when women used to not be able to complain about abuse because it was their husband.
Oh, exactly.
But that's your husband, so it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Yeah, but apparently it was for a while.
But you see, I was thinking about it. I mean, it, you know, for a lot of people, especially like it's, comedians especially, you know, where do we draw the lines now? You know, where is it not funny anymore? Because you always...
I don't think there are any lines anymore.
That edge. Yeah, but there's, you know, there's always that edge. There's always something that you don't want to cross the line. You don't want to say things,
but
you
they
know,
do
too
anyway.
Wrong. Some people do, and but then do you get ostracized or do you get glorified?
You know, it's horrible. Like, you know, there's different comedians for different styles. You know, you just don't listen to the ones
right.
you don't like.
Right.
But, you know, there some of them, like, I know Louis C.K., I know he got called out for whatever he did, you know, which I didn't think was that bad to begin with. I mean, he did ask their permission.
Well, I don't know.
But he said he was taking advantage of his celebrity. But, you know, they could have left.
Exactly.
They could have left. They didn't want to leave because he was famous. So they're also taking advantage of his celebrity.
In a way.
Not like he was holding them
there. It's interesting to hear a woman say that. But at the same time, we need to be responsible for our behavior.
Yeah, but he wasn't raping them.
That,
he was just...
Well, no, it's not... It's still not... He's still not raping him, but it's still the idea of, I'm famous, so you should touch my dick.
Yeah, but you're going to his hotel room. Come on.
No, you know, that should not be implied. Nothing should ever be implied. It should all be...
I don't know. I'm assuming
opinion,
if I'm going to a guy's hotel room.
If it's mutual, you're going to know. If it's mutual, you're going to know. If someone changes their mind, you're going to know. Someone's going to say something.
I just don't see a lot of guys inviting you to their hotel room unless... Why? Why would you need to go to their room?
Well, I'm married. If, like, let's say I was at a convention and I said, you know, it's 89 degrees outside... Your room's not ready. Let's pop up into mine. You can freshen up, you know. I won't put the moves on you.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You know, is it implied that I'm going to put the moves on you the second you get up there? Are you that hot?
I don't know, but he's not. He's just, I don't know. I thought he asked permission or something.
I have no idea the whole story. I just, you know, I don't think that it's, you know, the problem is, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people have pointed this out, and then it's where I got it from, is after these last couple of shootings, it's been, and these attacks on people, it's been all about this violence against women and violence against women that reject men and the labeling and stuff that they do, these weird, like, you know, the weird acronyms and things like that, nicknames and things, the code words.
What do you mean for women?
For women, like women, and then the men themselves. Like I'd have to look it up. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it's like,
you know, I also...
it's this idea that you're either you have the ability to have sex or you don't have the ability to have sex with people. And these guys blame women for not having sex with them. And then that's where this toxic masculinity comes in.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I think I have, you know, I'm not bragging, but I think I have better intuition than some people. And I know what kind of situations don't feel right, and I just don't go into them.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think they just don't know better. I don't know.
No, they don't. They haven't been, it's either they haven't been raised right by their father or they don't have a father.
Yeah. And then,
or they're raised by the wrong type.
And then I think there are, I feel bad for the women that actually got abused, you know, or whatever.
I feel horrible.
But I also think there are women out there now that are just crying wolf. Or they're just trying to get their 15 minutes or something of accusing somebody.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. It just seems unreal the amount of I don't know. Because I've been in so many situations where I thought I should have been all of these women, but I never was. So it just, the odds just don't seem right. That there's this many people. I don't know.
No, I think the odds are the same. It's just you're hearing about it more.
I know.
And you're hearing about it everywhere, and you're hearing about it from everyone.
But you believe there's a possibility that there's a lot of not true stories in there that are just...
Oh, maybe.
You know, people are able to make credible now. I mean, women...
I mean, people talk about how many... You know, people lie about how many times they have sex. I'm sure people lie about how many times they didn't have
women
sex.
Women have been doing this before the Me Too movement. Lying about that.
Yeah.
You know, to get guys in trouble. I mean, all they have to do is say it and the guy's life's over.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not...
Yeah, they're denying that.
So now it's just so much easier for them to do that. So you don't think these horrible women are out there now?
Yeah, but I don't think this many would... There's that many horrible women out there, do you?
Ah.
I think there's a, I think there's more horrible...
You don't watch women. Deadly Women.
Yeah. No, you got me there. You watch more of that ID stuff than I do.
You'd be surprised.
Probably not.
Oh my God, women are awful. I couldn't believe how awful they were until I watched that channel.
No, I worked at a bar and I've cleaned women's restrooms. I know how awful women can be in real life.
Well, plus, you know... We're kind of more devious in a way. You know, guys just come straight out and fight, you know, but girls got strategy.
Right. Right. I absolutely agree with you. Women will take years to manipulate a mind fuck of epic proportion.
Yeah.
A man doesn't have that kind of patience. I know I don't.
Like that movie. Did you see that
men
movie?
Men are all about instant gratification.
The movie with Ben Affleck and whatever.
Gone Girl.
Yeah. That was a perfect example.
Right. That's a perfect example of the Machiavellian mindfuck of all mind.
they're going to make a part two, and I can't even wait to hear that. Because the woman that wrote the book was saying she would only do another book and a movie if they agreed to come back and continue.
Oh, Jesus.
Because now you get to see what it's like with him having to live with her now, knowing how devious and evil she is.
Oh, God.
And she's pregnant and...
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah, that should be an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Because now we know, you know, he's innocent. And...
Yeah, but he's still a fucknut, too.
Oh, yeah, he was bitching and
they're
complaining.
They're both horrible people is the thing.
Yeah, but she's way worse. Come on.
Yeah, but he had a chance. He could have totally gone to the police with everything he had, and they could have got her for the murder of Doogie Howser. In the cabin. I mean,
yeah, I don't,
easily.
But I don't think easily. He had that whole media thing on him. I don't think they would have believed him. Or,
well, I don't know. He had that one cop on his side, but they told her to drop it. The FBI told her to drop it.
I think it's difficult. Like when you have the world against you, it's hard to have your voice come through.
But hey, he's got Medea, his sister. And
is she still around?
The cop from Deadwood.
Yeah, she was still alive, right? She didn't die or anything, right?
No, the sister didn't.
Okay,
die,
so she knows, right? That he.
She knows. The lawyer knows, and the cop knows.
Okay, so why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they say anything? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Because they can't. Remember, the FBI said, "Drop it. Everyone's alive who needs to be alive. Who cares that Doogie Howser's dead?"
Yeah, the poor nice guy.
Oh, he was a rapist too.
Was he?
That's what she said. Remember, the whole thing was he tied her up and raped her because she totally abused herself with the friggin' whatever. I don't even like to think about it. She made it look like she had been raped.
Oh God,
and abused.
God, it's worse than I remember. It's been because it's been a while, but still.
Yeah, it was just on TV recently, so my wife watched it. I was sitting there, so. Yeah, no, she was a sick fucker.
Yeah, she was. But
still, she almost got messed up by that trash couple, that white trash couple.
See, you saw more recently. No fair.
Yeah, I know. Still, she was dumb. You don't talk to anyone. As soon as that girl started making friends with her, she should have taken the fuck out of
her. Well, there's a lot of things they do.
Either that or whack the girl. You know, if you're going to disappear, you got to disappear.
They do a lot of stupid things in shows that...
Yeah,
that you know.
Arcs, story arcs, and things like that. Yeah,
yeah, I was watching this thing on YouTube the other day about the top 10 worst horror, like, decisions. Horror movie decisions. And that one that always pissed me off was that Evil Dead or something, where he opens that book that's wrapped
in
chains,
the Necronomicon Ex Mortis,
written in blood, and, like, yeah. Come on.
Ash is stupid.
Let me just say these words out loud, too.
Klaatu Viracta Nikta.
Yeah, it's like, what was it made? Wasn't it made with skin, too, the book?
Yeah, human skin.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, Ash is a fucking moron.
And he
That's
was
the
one,
whole point.
He was, like, so annoying in the beginning. He was bitching about everything, and,
Yeah, and he's the only one that survives.
What a douche. Anyway.
And then he goes on to make more movies and a TV series. My name is Ash, and I am a slave. He's a douche in every single movie, though.
Oh, really?
His character arc is he's a selfish douche.
Oh, okay. I guess he's typecast.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole humor of the whole thing.
What? Is that he's just a dick?
Yeah, that he's a dick. Exactly.
So what have you been doing lately? What was your last podcast on?
I talked about the paranormal.
Oh, see, that's what you should have called me for.
Well,
I like that stuff.
Well, let's talk about it now.
That's superheroes. I don't know about Marvel and DC. Well, I do a little bit, but not as much as you guys did. Not even close.
Well, have you seen Aliens? Do you believe in aliens?
No. Well, no. I don't not believe in them. I don't know.
You don't know. There's no scientific evidence one way
or
another.
Yes, not enough for me anyway.
Do you believe in God?
I believe in a superior thing to us.
So you believe in, like, a superior intelligence, like a guiding force?
Yeah,
the
like
universe.
The universe.
Yeah. Like the natural forces are guided by an intelligence.
I mean, I'm Catholic, so, but that doesn't really say much. I mean, if that matters even at all. I mean, I just, it's
right.
Just something my parents.
Do you go to Mass?
No, it's just something my parents made me, you know?
Right.
But I have a lot of trouble with a lot of things they say.
And is that because they're Filipino?
What? Catholics?
Well, yeah, because the Philippines was basically colonized by the Jesuit missionaries.
Are you serious? So Jesuit. I should know this. No, I shouldn't. I'm American.
Yeah. I mean, it was a huge trading hub for the Jesuits. And they, like, took over the trade in all of Asia. China, Japan. Because their priests would go in with all their language abilities and translate and become, like, you know, integral to the trade between the Asian countries.
You know a lot of stuff. Do you, you used to read a lot, or you just research a lot?
Yeah, I read a lot.
You said you got bored reading now, so I thought maybe.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I'd rather be creating and doing stuff and talking to people.
Well, I do a lot of reading. You know, whenever I see a movie or a show that is supposedly based on a true story, or if it's a true story, I always have to go do the research and find out everything about it.
Yeah.
I don't,
if you're interested in it, or like everything.
Yeah, like everything, because I get curious, you know. Like, for instance, that show Rain, I used to watch that for a little while. You know, the Queen Mary of Scots. And so after I started watching a couple episodes, I had to know everything, because it makes it more interesting, first of all. And then I know what's true and what's not true. And you know, it's just kind of, I don't know, yeah. To me it makes it more interesting knowing the real story.
No, yeah. She was the in between King Henry and Elizabeth. Well, Edward.
Yeah, and apparently Elizabeth. She was locked away by Queen Elizabeth, her cousin, for...
Oh, yeah.
Forever.
And she got out.
Did she?
Well, no, they executed her.
I didn't know what happened to her. I didn't...
No, they killed her eventually, I thought.
Yeah, because Queen Elizabeth was jealous. She didn't want her to... to rule anything.
Well, no, it's because of the whole Protestant Catholic thing.
Oh, okay.
Because Mary was a devout Catholic, like her mother, but they tried to illegitimize her claim to the throne, or they did illegitimize her claim to the throne.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that part about her being, you know, the queen, the next... It was all, you know, she was the Queen of Scotland, right? And the Queen of France.
Right.
Until Francis died, her husband. And, which was only like a year she was Queen of France, right? Or something.
Yeah.
But she was apparently queen since she was six. Her mother was the regent.
Yeah, but then there was always some dudes behind the scene being all, like, shady and shit.
You know? Well, I like doing that. That's why I'm kind of pissed off that IMDb took off the message board feature.
Oh, why?
Because it was interesting to hear other people talk about, you know, specific movies or people you looked up.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you could always, if, for instance, if I didn't really truly get a film, you know, you could always go onto IMDb, go to that film, and they'll be talking about it, like those people that didn't understand it either. And then those people did would explain it, you know.
Well, you see, it's actually because of this.
It just, I don't know, you didn't like them? I thought that was the best part of them.
I never paid attention to those, honestly.
Well, I liked them. I thought it was cool to just be able to find other people that were watching exactly what you watched, you know? Even if it was an old movie, even if it was a movie 20 years ago, you know, it's still, there's still people there discussing it.
That, yeah, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because you can't do that regularly.
No, you're right. That's really cool.
And it was all in one place, you know? It's like, you can look up anything, and there was somebody discussing it. There was a board for every single page.
Anything?
Yeah, anything. Well, they had monitors.
Like, maybe Debbie Does Dallas?
Probably. You know?
What happened to Debbie? Where is Debbie now? That would be, that'd be a good topic for a podcast.
What about Emmanuel?
Where's Debbie Emmanuel? From Debbie Does Dallas? Oh, or Emmanuel, yeah.
Wasn't she everywhere? She was like in space.
Spain.
Why do they always put everybody in space eventually?
I don't know. Even Bond went to space.
Jason went to space too.
Jason Bourne?
Jason Voorhees.
Okay. Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, isn't that his name?
Who's that?
Jason, come on, Jason.
Oh, Jason from the Jason. Okay, from Friday the 13th.
Yes, the Jason. He went that to space. Oh, no, wait. No, he didn't. Did he go to, or was that Michael Myers? I forget.
I don't know.
No, that was him, because I remember he was doing the space thing and he was trying to kill the campers and he kept smacking her against the tree and she was going, ow, ow, ow. And he was like, what the hell's going on? It was so corny. Because it was all, you know, futuristic. So it was a hologram, I guess, or virtual reality or something. So he couldn't kill these girls and he just kind of did that little head confusing tilt.
Did not see that one. I don't watch horror movies. So.
It was more of a comedy.
More of a comedy? Sounds like it.
They're like, ow, ow, ow. And he's like, smashed. Come on, tell me that's not funny. To see Jason doing that. That's great. I think that was the best part of the whole space thing.
Yeah. I'm going to take your word on that one.
Anyway. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry. What did we say? What was I saying? I was saying something before. Before all this. See? That's what happens. Just mind. The mind's so crazy. Does all these weird and crazy, screwy things.
Well, my mind has to go outside and plant a tree.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a little. So it's a willow tree I got my wife for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
And it needs to be planted. So I'm going to go plant a tree.
Oh, nice gift for Erica.
Mother Earth. Yeah, Erica got a nice tree. So you, Erica, I hope you have a good day.
You too.
I'll call you later, maybe, about paranormal. Like, do you have any ghost stories or no?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, what's your opinion of life after death?
I've had, like, a couple experiences that scared the fuck out of me, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then we need to talk. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.